May 13, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Paul's Heart's Desire. Opening Prayer. Holy Spirit, I ask that you guide me in my understanding and application of this difficult passage. Read Romans chapter 9, verse 30 through chapter 10, verse 13. Israel's Unbelief. What then shall we say? That the Gentiles, who did not pursue righteousness, have obtained it, a righteousness that is by faith. But the people of Israel, who pursued the law as the way of righteousness, have not attained their goal. Why not? Because they pursued it not by faith, but as if it were by works. They stumbled over the stumbling stone. As it is written, "See, I lay in Zion a stone that causes people to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. And the one who believes in him will never be put to shame." Brothers and sisters, my heart's desire and prayer to God for the Israelites is that they may be saved. For I can testify about them that they are zealous for God, but their zeal is not based on knowledge. Since they did not know the righteousness of God and sought to establish their own, they did not submit to God's righteousness. Christ is the culmination of the law, so that there may be righteousness for everyone who believes. Moses writes this about the righteousness that is by the law. The person who does these things will live by them. But the righteousness that is by faith says, "Do not say in your heart, 'Who will ascend into heaven?' That is, to bring Christ down. Or, 'Who will descend into the deep?' That is, to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is, the message concerning faith that we proclaim. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. As Scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all, and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Reflect. On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate the unity in your Christian community? Paul is writing to a church of Jews and Gentiles. Reading between the lines, we can detect that there was, to put it mildly, friction between them. We can hear the Jews protesting, "How can it be that we Jews, zealous for the law even though we fail to keep it, are put alongside Gentiles who don't even try? We may have failed, but at least we tried." They failed to realize that, however hard we try, trying to be good is never enough for salvation. The perplexing verses 6 and 7 of chapter 10 are proverbial for the impossible. What counts is what goes on in our hearts and whether we believe that Jesus rose from the dead. As Paul argues elsewhere, the law was given to guide God's people until Christ came. Most Jews understood the law as a boundary marker, as what set them apart from the Gentiles. When, as in the Roman Church, some Jews believed in Jesus and his resurrection, it was hard for them to shed this firmly held belief in their separateness from the Gentiles, which formed the bedrock of their sense of identity. The stone, chapter 9, verses 32 through 33, is Christ himself. The law was not an end in itself. It pointed to Jesus Christ, whose perfect life was offered up on the cross as a gift to all who put their trust in him. He did what no one else could do. He died for us and was raised for us, and all of us who believe in him will be counted righteous in the sight of God. There is then no difference between Jew and Gentile. Chapter 10, verse 12. Our Christian identity, Jew or Gentile, is based solely on belief in Him. Apply. Think about all the things that divide us as Christians. How can we express our unity across race, class, and different denominations? Closing prayer. Lord Jesus, in Gethsemane, You prayed that all who believe in You would be one. Please break into our disagreements, break down barriers, and give us unity in You.